NAC, The Role of the Entrepreneur, WJL Level Business Podcast. Intro music, upbeat and modern, fades to background. Host, hello, and welcome to the WJEC A-Level Business Study Guide Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into a fundamental topic, the role of the entrepreneur. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down exactly what you need to know to impress the examiners, from core concepts and common mistakes to a quick-fire quiz to make sure it all sticks. So grab a notepad and let's get started. Transition sound effect, host. First up, the core concepts. For your exam, thinking of an entrepreneur as just a business owner isn't enough to secure top marks. The WGEC specification requires you to see the entrepreneur as the primary catalyst for economic activity. They are the organizers, the visionaries who bring together the other three factors of production: land, labor, and capital. Think of it like this. You can have a great idea, enterprise, but without a location, land, a team, labor, and funding, capital, that idea goes nowhere. The entrepreneur is the driving force that combines these elements. One of the most crucial distinctions you must be comfortable with is between risk and uncertainty. Examiners love to test this. Risk is quantifiable. You can calculate the probability of it happening, and you can often insure against it. For example, the risk of a warehouse fire can be calculated, and a business can take out insurance to mitigate the financial loss. Uncertainty, on the other hand, is unquantifiable. It's the great unknown. You cannot predict it, and you cannot insure against it. Think about the sudden arrival of a disruptive technology like AI or a global pandemic. No one could have predicted the exact impact of those events. A top-tier answer will always separate these two concepts clearly. An entrepreneur is a calculated risk-taker, but they must also be resilient enough to navigate pure uncertainty. Next, let's touch on intrapreneurship. This is a fantastic term to use to show the examiner your depth of knowledge. An intrapreneur is someone who acts like an entrepreneur, but within a large, established organization. They might be leading a new project, developing a new product line, or finding innovative ways to improve processes. They are the engines of innovation inside big companies, like the team at Google that developed Gmail as an internal project. Credit is always given for using this term correctly in context. Finally, what motivates an entrepreneur? It's not always about the money. While profit maximization is a key driver, you must discuss non-financial motives to access the higher assessment objective bands. These can include a desire for independence, being your own boss, pursuing a social enterprise where the goal is to create community benefit, or achieving a certain lifestyle. For AO3 and AO4 questions, analyzing how these different motives might lead to different business decisions is a route to high marks. Transition sound effect. Host, now for some vital exam tips. The difference between a good and a great answer often comes down to application. That's AO2. Don't just list entrepreneurial characteristics like resilience or innovative. You must apply them directly to the case study. For example, instead of saying the entrepreneur was a risk taker, say the entrepreneur demonstrated calculated risk taking when they invested 50,000 pounds of their own capital into the new production line, despite the market research showing only a 60% chance of success. See the difference? It's specific and contextual. For analysis or AO3, you need to build a chain of analysis. Show how an entrepreneur's decision impacts the different functional areas of the business. For instance, a decision to pursue a niche, high-quality market segment will affect marketing's promotional strategy, finance's cash flow forecast, and HR's recruitment of skilled staff. Connect the dots. And for evaluation AO4, always weigh the entrepreneur's role against external factors. Use the PESEL framework here. Was the business's success down to the entrepreneur's vision, or was it because of a favorable economic climate or a change in social trends? A classic evaluation technique is the "it depends on" rule. You could argue that the entrepreneur's role is most significant in the startup phase, but its importance may diminish as the business matures and more formal management structures are put in place. A well-supported final judgment is essential. Transition sound effect quiz intro. Host. All right, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask 4 questions. Pause after each one and say the answer out loud. Ready? 1. What are the 4 factors of production?
Pause.
Host, land, labor, capital, and enterprise. 2. What is the essential difference between risk and uncertainty?
Pause.
Host, risk can be calculated and insured against. Uncertainty cannot. 3. What is the term for an entrepreneur working inside a large organization?
Pause.
Host. An entrepreneur.
4.
Name one non-financial motive for an entrepreneur.
Pause.
Host. Could be independence, social enterprise, lifestyle goals, or personal challenge.
Transition sound effect.
Host. And that brings us to the end of our guide on the role of the entrepreneur. To summarize, remember that the entrepreneur is the catalyst who organizes the factors of production. Master the difference between risk and uncertainty. Apply characteristics to the case study, build chains of analysis for AO3, and evaluate their importance against external factors for AO4. And don't forget those non-financial motives. Thanks for listening. Check out the full written guide for more detailed notes, worked examples, and practice questions. Keep up the hard work, and good luck in your exams. Outro music fades in and up.